sound of the Arnold Palmer cracking up, it's time to start. Hey guys, welcome to Under the Circle. I'm Joe Harris.
Justin Staler.
Jessica Forth.
All right. On the show today, I'm stoked for today's show. I'm not going to lie.
Absolutely.
We have guests. We have Brett Vester from With Honors. Brett.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. Let me get to my questions here. Son of a bitch, I just lost my
Is that all you're going to say is, from With Honors? Welcome today. Is a very special show, introducing a new segment to the show.
Yeah, we're going to start doing some album reviews. We figured, you know, we needed something else to add to it that is not just, you know, random bullshit. We figured give our views on some new releases.
And we're also going to do, like, signature releases, like, you know, ones that we're going to endorse personally,
yeah,
like that matters.
If we're all just super stoked on a record.
Really. UTC approved.
UTC approved.
Exactly, yes. UTC approved. We're going to do, you know, one through 10 rating. Today we're going to be doing Fireworks' new record and Title Fight's new record.
Title Fight's new record. Justin, you want to start with the Title Fight?
No, we're going to do that towards the end of the show.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
We
talked about this
right
beforehand.
Yeah.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings. Chicken wings.
Yes. Son of a bitch.
Yes.
Guys, I'm so not high. My brain just not working. I'm not high.
No, he's high.
No.
Joe, we're going to start off with the questionnaire and into our random bullshit.
I've somehow lost my questions.
What questions do you always ask, Joe?
Here's one. How did you guys get started? We can start with that one.
Thank you, Jesse. Yeah. Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah. I guess it's been almost 3 years. Me and my old roommate started. We had been in a band up north and played a bunch of shows up there, and ended up trying to do like a indie band, and then we realized we're not good enough to play that, so went back to playing a form of pop punk, and then met up with our guitarist Riley, who's also in a previous band, and our friend Joey, who kind of plays the keyboards, and
kind of,
yeah, kind of. And then we met our singer Jeff through actually MySpace, because this is like 3 years ago, so MySpace is cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. MySpace was still
was
alive. Yeah, that was the place to be. Yeah.
it's not a time capsule.
But we actually first found them on IndianapolisMusic.net back when people really use that.
Yeah, I still use that. I still use that occasionally, just like
for gear and stuff.
Right, yeah,
that's
totally.
Too bad, but so.
Nah, man, it's all about Craigslist now, that shit.
So then we went through about like 4 different bass players, 2 drummers, and we met Jake, who used to play in Don the Omega, and Kyle Harris from Modern Hearts has been nice enough to play bass for us, and honorary member. Like, it's
nice.
So he keeps showing up to practice, so it's cool.
Good deal.
That's how you got. I was hoping it'd be a more epic story than that.
I remember seeing
Pick a Destiny story.
They were being chased around by, you know, Tim Robbins and hand crutches.
No,
But I remember seeing Don the Omega a couple years ago. I thought he looked familiar until you just said something. I was like, okay, yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, he was friends with our old bass player Justin, and we knew that he played drums, and he just came over to practice one day, and we're thinking about getting rid of our drummer, and he was like, I'll do it. And we're like, really?
Okay.
He's like, yeah, I love pop punk. We're like, okay. And he just sits behind the kid, and we're all like, this is awesome.
Like, sweet.
Because if you don't have a good drummer, it's your band is just miserable.
Yeah. Right.
So,
that's absolutely
to get him in, we've always wanted to play fast, and we were stuck in, like, mid-tempo hell for, like, 2.5 years. And, you know, now he's just like,
just flipped the entire dimension
of
it. Yeah.
So, We've enjoyed that.
Oh,
that's,
yeah. Hell yeah. So that's how you guys got started.
So how did the name With Honors come about? Is it from the Brendan Fraser, Joe Pesci movie?
No, we knew there was a band called With Honors, so we just threw an S on it.
You just threw an S on it? I was going to say, did you guys plagiarize With Honor at all?
Yeah, we just threw
an S on it?
We came up with like 10 different names, and they were all horrible. And then we're from Lafayette, and we're like, well, none of us went to college. We don't really do anything. And Arnold Drummer Ponce is like, we drink with honors. And we're like, all right, that'll work.
Okay.
Right. I remember when it came up, we're like, I was like, well, there's already a band called With Honor. And we're like, no one knows them. and now it's like, everyone who gives a shit will be like, they don't know there's already a band called With Honor? Yes, we do.
That was, I'll be honest, when I first heard With Honors, I was like, so is this With
Honors? Is With Honor getting back together?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, wait, With Honors playing pop punk now?
Yeah.
What kind of travesty is this?
So whenever we play out of town, we usually introduce ourselves as like Metallica's or Cheap Tricks or...
Cheap Tricks, yeah. Nice.
Would be an awesome cover band's name.
Dude, I was always wanting to do that. I always want to introduce Rumor Hazardous Van Halen. Like, always.
Do it. Fuck it.
You guys are better than Van Halen, so.
I mean, we're Van Halen, not Van Hagar, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you're heavier than Van Halen.
I would hope that we're heavier than Van Halen.
I would hope that you know that you are heavier than, or else I would have serious qualms about your personality and your knowledge of music.
No, dude, talking about love is pretty tough. Anytime you bring out a power drill, that's tough.
Yeah, that is pretty tough, I'm not gonna lie.
I saw Caven once and they had Steven used a fucking like 7-sound laser gun. And he would put it through his pickup.
Really?
Yeah,
that's actually pretty badass.
He had a bunch of pedals and shit, so.
Caven,
that's pretty badass.
I went to Lollapalooza 2003 and Caven played like they headlined the second stage.
Was that like when they were tough or during their space rock? So I don't really like them, the like Beyond Hypothermia and all that stuff. I like the space rock stuff.
The space rock stuff was good. Yeah, I think it was when they were doing
Jupiter and
it was right around the time they had like the song like In the Stream of Commerce. And,
yeah,
that's
off Jupiter.
Like Jupiter. Yeah, I think it was awesome. I think it was they were actually touring off of that. I'm not sure though, but they would bring out just a bunch of weird shit and just use it on stage. And I'd be like, fuck yeah, that's... He is using a laser gun.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
I'll be goddamned.
Yeah. That was also the same show that, like, Steve-O from Jackass was there, like, doing something. I don't know what, like, stapling his nuts to his leg or whatever.
Yeah, whatever Steve-O did when he was on Whippets.
When he was on Whippets.
And making a fool himself.
Yeah.
And making millions of dollars.
Snorting whipped cream and hamburger.
Speaking of Steve-O, though, any cool show stories for us?
One of the first shows we ever played, our singer Jeff went to Butler, and we played a house show, but Jeff used to be the starting center for the Butler football team.
Really?
Really?
So, he's not really bro-like, but all of his friends, pretty bro-like.
Pretty bro, yeah.
So,
bro.
We had 5 songs, and by the time we played, like, everyone was trashed, and we played 5, and we were like... keep more, like, one more, whatever. So we just played our set 3 times.
And
nobody knew the difference. And Riley spiked his guitar, almost shattered it. Everyone was people from the crowd were taking turns jumping off the bass drum. Just because, like...
Dude, that's gnarly.
Brotacular place is pretty fantastic.
That's pretty
like,
awesome.
You walk in on top of the fridge, it's like 4 giant things of muscle milk. All those dudes are nice as hell, though. So.
Covers of like the American Pie movies that went to straight to DVD?
The Naked Mile, yeah. Shit like that.
No, they have those in the bathroom. They have them stacked like magazines.
Just read the back of the DVD case. Yeah. Huh, well, I'll be damned. Eugene Levy's in this one, too.
They read it like, nope, doing it.
Only reoccurring character.
Only reoccurring characters.
That was pretty fun. And we played probably about a month ago. We went to Columbus with Facts of Life. And we played a basement of this... down in the hood and played with 2 like straight hardcore bands. And I mean,
just tough guy.
Yeah.
Bands.
Like Facts of Life is kind of tough. So, you know, that everyone's like, oh, you guys are cool.
All right.
We did not receive that same, like people were nice to us, which they generally are, but it was like, it's kind of awkward. But then we watched the one band called Colors and they're awesome. They got stuff coming out soon, but they're like Black Flag, but then parts were like Caven, like space rock parts. It was nuts.
Whoa.
But like for that basement show, It was a Saturday night, but I mean, there was probably 80 people there, and they were like moshing and shit in the basement.
Wow.
Like,
I remember I was talking to Jared while he was on, well, they were on their way back to Indy from those basement from that weekend.
Yeah,
and what was the food?
They almost got their car towed.
Yeah.
Because they just left it out in the alley, and they in Columbus, apparently, alleys are streets. Like, we could not find this house. We were like, well, let's go down this alley, and then we finally realized that all the alleys have street names, because those are the streets. But,
weird.
Yeah. We've been to Columbus before, but never that part.
I remember it because he was like, because we were just about to start, like, we were talking about doing the podcast. We were just about to, like, start the podcast.
Yeah, the first week, maybe.
Yeah, and he was like, man, fucking Ohio brought it, dude. You guys need to fucking get some life back in this shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, fucking thanks for making our jobs harder, man.
At the 40 Strong Show Monday, he was like, you know, it's really nice to see, you know, 400, 500 kids here, but we have local shows every week.
Yeah.
You can't get more than 40 kids out to there.
Right.
So, I mean, big bands can draw, but it shows at the dojo. I mean, when Such Gold and
Lions, and Lost Words.
Yeah, Lost Words.
There might have been 50 people there.
Yeah.
55 maybe, at very most.
Yeah.
Well, I'm anxious to see because the next show that I'm really, like, the next show by, like a big touring band that I'm really looking forward to is Former Thieves.
Yeah,
Former June Thieves. 22nd at the dojo. Yeah. And I'm anxious to see what kind of crowd they draw.
Yeah, like, I am too. Because
you guys are playing that
show,
right?
Yeah, we're playing that
show.
I'm really stoked to see, like, what happens with that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm pretty sure, like, not a lot of people have, like, talked about Former Thieves. Like, I know, like, Carter and Brett are definitely all about Former Thieves.
Yeah, they're
And you're the one that actually introduced me to Former Thieves.
Yeah, oh, love them.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But, yeah.
Sick as fuck. Xerxes is actually coming through too.
Are they?
Yeah.
May 23rd. Didn't Carter book them not too long ago?
Yeah, that's the show that.
That's the show he booked.
Yeah.
I thought the show.
Yeah, it's May 23rd at the dojo.
It's May 23rd and Swan's playing.
Swan, Pso, and Xerxes.
Nice.
And then the very next day we play with Facts of Life. Thieves from just regular Thieves.
Yeah,
from
just
Texas,
regular Thieves.
And fingers crossed.
Current Yeah. I'll definitely be at that show for sure.
Shit.
Thieves is awesome.
All right. My ankle's got to be healed by then.
Let me see. Today's the 15th.
Say good. Yeah, good.
You'll be all right.
If they give you a boot,
you're solid.
Yeah, and that's dangerous for other kids, though, for me. I mean, me having a boot. I'm going to break some other kids' feelings.
You're going to feel my pain.
Nice.
That's another, like, the dojo's been trying to get money, and they've got money to get air conditioner finally.
Oh, thank God. They've been doing
a bunch of renovations and stuff, but people, if we want a place to play, you know, people need to start treating these places a little better like that.
Right on,
Steven had a bunch of problems at the ES Jungle with people throwing beer bottles and stuff next door. Like, if they have one more problem, we can't have shows there anymore.
That's why there's a no pass out thing.
You can't leave.
Yeah, even if
summer should be fun.
Well, yeah, it sucks because it gets super hot there.
Yeah.
It's gonna suck. I mean, love that place to death, but dude, that is gonna suck for patrons of shows.
But still, if kids are gonna fucking ruin that shit,
which they will.
Yeah,
they always do.
That's what Chad was up. You know, Chad, the first podcast we ever had. You know, Chad was saying, got to get family or it's going. I mean, kids got to realize that they're fucking it up for everybody else.
Yeah,
you know?
Like if you're gonna do stupid shit at shows, just don't go, or if you actually do want to go, I guess I'm not really advocating doing dumb shit, but be sneaky about it if you are gonna do it. Like,
don't fuck up the venue, man.
Don't walk into the ES Jungle with a bottle of Old Crow.
Yeah.
In your hand, like, just flask it.
For one, it's a church.
So even if you don't believe,
you know, if you don't believe in religion, I mean, at least have a little respect.
It's a church. I don't drink at any shows. That's something that, like, I don't know.
Unless it's a...
When I'm moving around and shit, if I've had booze in me, man, I want to throw up, man.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't, like, understand how kids, like, drink at, like, punk shows and stuff.
Like, I don't know how Carter does it. Like, yeah. Carter
he,
will...
He was pretty wasted on Monday.
Carter will slam, like, 240s of Cobra and then go up and scream his guts out.
I can't do that, man.
I did that one time, like, 3 years ago. I got pissed drunk at a show, and I just ended up throwing up in the back alleyway of the rooftop in Franklin. As soon as I got done, I was just like,
last beat.
Yeah. Like, everybody in my band's like, you okay? I'm like, don't let me drink.
I've never been able, and I love my brews. I love my beer.
Oh, yeah,
like, you know, when I go to punk shows and stuff, I can't just be having, like, vodka sitting in my stomach. Like,
no,
so I'm going to get in the pit, and I'm going to get sweaty and dehydrated.
I made a terrible mistake.
I'm going to puke on myself.
At that house show in Columbus, beforehand, we went to get something to eat, and I got ice cream.
Oh, no.
And then drank, like, 6 PBRs.
Oh, no.
I was fine while we played, but when Forget It and Colors came on, like, the whole entire basement was just moving, getting bumped into, and I'm just like...
Okay.
All right, I gotta get outside.
It was a bad choice.
I stayed behind Jared so he would protect me.
But yeah,
Jared's just gonna get covered with puke.
I just never understood kids showing up, like, drunk and stuff. And it's always those kids who fuck shit up for the rest of the people. Like, I don't know.
Everyone's pretty respectful at the 4 year show with being that many people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, being so, that
that's
being
good to hear.
There,
I heard it was intense, but you know.
Yeah,
I heard
it was pretty ridiculous.
Kids are gonna get hurt there. I mean,
it's sold out show at you know, the Emerson.
That's cool that, you know, four local bands could get on there with it, so that
expose
them to,
hell yeah.
to people who might not know.
That's crucial.
I was definitely stoked for, you know, all the bands that played it. You know, like Same as Sunday, This Is Me, Don't Call It a Comeback, and the Facts of Life dudes. Like, that's awesome for them to, you know, get to be able to play a show of that caliber and stuff. But
I'm surprised Facts of Life opened.
I was too.
Yeah,
but. I will say that, like, kids were getting into them, and a lot of them knew.
It's hard not to get into them.
Yeah, a lot of them already knew the words for Lake Michigan. Like, everyone was getting in on the haze and stuff like that. But, I mean, all the bands, like, people were throwing down for This Is Me and Don't Call It a Comeback.
Yeah.
Same as Sunday.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Andy because he had to play 2 back-to-back sets.
Yeah, playing 2 sets in a room that's that sweltering.
It was probably 100 fucking degrees in there.
on that stage up there, dude, you've played there before, obviously. Yeah, like, it's...
Too high.
It's too high, and it's just in the middle of the summer, dude. There's 3 fans for air conditioning.
Yeah,
they had 2 going. It wasn't helping.
No, dude. Like, I played last time I played there, like, in the summer, it was like middle of August.
No.
Another thing, if you're gonna go to a show, please put on deodorant.
No,
for the love of God.
For the love of... Wash your armpit, put on, you know...
Take a shower before you
go. Oh, my God. Take a shower a day before you go. Fucking like,
I know. Like,
good Lord.
It was pretty
fucking smelly.
Yeah.
I hate when kids smell like asshole.
I mean, I understand there's a lot of people, there's a lot of movement or whatever.
Yeah.
Try to take preemptive caution first.
That's a whole other level of...
Takes you 10 seconds to put on some deodorant before you leave the house.
Oh, shit, my man.
Yeah.
Roll,
Jesus, you smell like sweaty gym socks, and I don't even want to mosh around you.
Yeah, no.
Ruin it for me.
It's like bastards.
Those dudes at the Louisville show.
Oh, that when we went and saw Day Trader? There were these guys.
Mohawks
Holy
and everything.
Shit.
This band Vader Bomb was playing.
Was that the professional wrestling one?
Yes, the professional wrestling band.
Luchador
masks and everything.
Awesome.
You always see, like, the best acts when you go to, like, local, like, you know, in basement shows.
Yeah.
You always, like, catch, like, the coolest bands, and the coolest band that I probably ever saw was the Vader Bomb that, like one of the dudes was, like, 50, and you could see him slap on a luchador mask.
Awesome.
And the mask, he looks pretty homeless.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
time to go to work.
Oh, dude, it was the best thing I've ever seen, but these kids were there, and they were, like, they had, like, they had huge mohawks.
It was, like, dyed, like, a lime green.
And I thought one of them had a mullet.
That was the chick.
Was it?
She had a mullet mohawk thing.
Yeah. The one thing I've never understood about punk rock. What is punk rock about spending an hour about putting your hair
fucking,
up
yeah, gelling up your hair and shit? Yeah.
Whatever you have, just
putting
go.
On the
just
casualty's
play.
Uniform?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's exactly what they
might as well just have a jersey number on the back.
They basically had, like, uniforms on. Like, yeah. Their faces were painted, their eyes were blacked and stuff like that. And, like, and you know, we were in, like, a living room, so there wasn't much room for a pit, but a little pit broke out, and they start moving, and then they circled around us. And, like, it was just like...
whiffs.
It smelled like they had just been butt-fucking each other.
For days.
And their assholes were just, like, gaped. Like, the whole thing just, like...
Chili ring broken.
Chili ring?
Yeah.
Chili ring was just wide open, just, like...
So, in other words,
just
about the size of a small dog's head.
Yeah, dude, just gassing out. Like, they were circling, and then, like, it was me, Sean from Swan...
Jared
from Facts Alive, we're all there, and like these dudes just circle around us, and we're all like looking at each other, like, "Dear God,
what is that?"
Will somebody fart so that will smell exponentially better than these people right here?
Yeah,
oh my God!
There was this.
They could power bomb though.
That is
what?
True.
Somebody got fucking
power
bombed
at that show.
Yeah. Oh, that's epic.
That's something that needs to happen in India. Somebody get power bombed.
No, dude, kids in Illinois were doing that. Like when Massacre and Composer Meets Corpse went like 3 years ago. We played in outside of Jerseyville, Illinois. So in other words, this butt fuck town in the middle of nothing. There's like 60 miles away from St. Louis. Okay, like we're out in nothingness. The only thing in this town was literally like a gas station and a bar. The bar, I don't think, ever closed. Because it was like 4 o'clock in the morning when we left and the lights were still on and there was a bunch like music still playing. I'm pretty sure the bar never closed. The gas station closes at like 5 p.m. Go figure.
Yeah. Gotta go open the bar.
No shit.
It's like, oh, goddamn, where am I going? But no. We get lost in the middle of Illinois, and we show up at this kid's house, and there's literally, like, 3 miles between houses. Like, it's that far out in the country. And these kids are literally doing wrestling moves on each other in a gravel driveway at this kid's house.
Like, that's badass.
Yeah, it was a gravel driveway. We played in the garage. This one kid's two-step in the Macarena.
Wow.
While wearing a Nacho Libre mask. I literally stopped singing, ran to the middle of the crowd, and high-fived him and went back.
Nice.
Yes! And then, like, during our last song, we just started playing this really gross breakdown. We were deathcore, go figure, whatever. So we just start playing this breakdown, and all of a sudden this kid just gets power-bombed in a gravel driveway. The kid picks him up and does it again.
Oh yeah.
Chris Jericho.
Nice.
And he gets up. And they get up and high-five each other and keep dancing.
Yes.
I literally just kind of went...
At any point in the day when my head is in between another dude's crotch is not a good day for me.
And this dude did it. He willingly did it twice in like 2 minutes.
Cheers.
And then high-fives the kid. And I was like, what?
I mean, as long as the kid wasn't paralyzed.
Oh, no. He was just like, God damn, like picking rocks out of the back of his neck. And he's like, oh, dude, yeah. And then they were asking us to sign stuff. Like, they were asking me to sign CDs, brought a CD I wasn't even on. I was like, I guess.
Yeah. Fucking,
sure.
I fucking kicked ass on this CD.
I kicked ass on this CD.
One of the bands we actually saw that Louisville show, you guys should totally fucking play with. Late Ones from Louisville.
Late Ones.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're a pop punk band. They cover, like, the movie Life and Blink
really?
And stuff.
And the last
I saw the video you guys cover the movie Life, and I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, we were way, way too drunk. We played our buddy, his wedding reception the next day, and we got Act as One from Michigan to come down.
Yeah.
Played, and they fucking tore it up, but... Yeah, we almost got kicked out of the bar because kids were hanging from, like, the lights and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Fucking awesome, though.
I don't know, man. I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Is that what that was like?
Thanks, Thank you, Charlie.
Something like that. No, they fucking brought it real hard. They're good, and they got us introduced to ale 8 ginger ale in Louisville.
Oh, the ale 8 or whatever.
Yes, which I still love.
You guys keep fucking talking about.
I have yet to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jared.
Was there a decent turnout for that show, or?
For a show that was in a living room?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like 40 kids in there.
Not bad.
Not bad for a living room show.
It's a $5 show.
I don't know where to, like, most bands just, you know, promote through Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. But, like, other than handing out flyers, where do you think good places are to get your name out? I mean, I'm not trying to get...
Tumblr.
No, I mean, Tumblr. Minus... Online.
Like, minus online?
Minus online, literally.
Do you think it's even, it works anymore? Like, I've had this conversation with Joe Adams before. He's like, no bands hand out flyers anymore.
I mean, I
remember coming out of the shows, you know, 5-6 years ago, you couldn't go out with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, even like,
I get handed a couple, you know, like, every once in a while I get handed a flyer or something.
Yeah,
but not much. Like, it used to be when I'd go to a show. I'd leave with like 6 or 7.
Yeah, get
home, and then you're like, all right, what's this?
Yeah, exactly.
They hand out a bunch at the jungle every once in a while. Steven's pretty good about that. So.
Yeah, all the Pyrad kids definitely are like, hey, come to this show.
Yeah, they got like their own little street team.
Yeah. One thing I would do is I would still make flyers, like in what like what one thing that is really popular in the scene now is vinyl. Like, I love vinyl, stereotyping here a little bit, but, like, go to, like, indie CD and vinyl and see if they'll put, like, a flyer. I wouldn't print out, like, you know, 500 copies of flyers, like,
West Lafayette, we have a record store, and we used to put stuff up in there, but if you don't play, like, Rusted Root or something like that, nobody in Lafayette cares, so.
That's true, yeah.
A bunch of dirty fucking hippies. Yeah,
dirty fucking hippies. So, yeah, that's true.
We actually did that for Wonder Years. We put a couple of, we went in there and we're like, hey, can we throw a couple of these?
An indie CD and vinyl?
Yeah. You you totally got yourself all wet there, Jesse.
Yeah, you can.
It's okay, it's Arnold Palmer.
Fire Arizona.
Plug.
I mean, you can put stuff up at Hotbox. I mean, there are other places like that, but, you know, you used to be able to.
Handing them out to kids is a dead technology now.
which is sad because it's like, you know, you go to 4-year, you know, all these kids at least like something in that genre.
Mm-hmm.
So to get them to come out to local shows, what better place to do it?
It's all Facebook now. It's all like word of mouth on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, it's like you just seem to, you know, you see the same people at shows all the time, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's
but
awesome.
But then again, it's like.
Support, but like, you know.
It's such a small number of people.
Right, yeah.
When everybody listens to music, you would think that, you know.
That's a really good question, like, because.
Oh, sorry.
Go for it.
Kind of go along with what Chad was saying last time he was on here, and he was talking about, like, a sense of community.
Yeah.
It's really kind of hard for kids who don't know many people to get involved
in the
scene, because there is kind of a stuck-up attitude with a lot of people.
Yeah,
like,
that's totally true.
And I think
a
way around that is to physically hand out flyers and talk to kids.
Meet people, introduce yourself.
Meet people who aren't in that same clique that's going to shows all the time.
Yeah.
Then you got those stuck-up kids like, don't push yourself on me, man.
Don't push your band.
Yeah. Like
if you were anything, I would already know.
People would crump up your flyers right in front of you.
We played shows at the ES Jungle. We opened for Flatfoot 56, which was odd for us because, I mean, you know, it was still a good show, but it was odd for us because when we played, we got random claps, and then we're just like, we're gonna get killed. The guy who comes on before Flat 56 has mutton chops down to his tits. He's Scottish, and he just yells like Braveheart, like, get ready for Flat 56. And we were just like, what is going on? But when we got done playing, we had like 30 kids come up to us. We're like, you guys are really good. Do you guys ever play shows around here? We're like, actually, we're here all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we never, and I think that might have been the first time we played the ES Jungle, but it's just like, there's people out there that want to come to shows, want to be a part of it, but it's just,
they have no way of getting the information.
Yeah. Like, if you're relying on Facebook for that, it's just people's friends.
Yeah.
You already know about
that
kind of stuff.
That's exactly what it is. It's all word of mouth now, like, you know, on Facebook. If you're not on somebody's friends list,
you'll never know about the show.
Yeah.
So. That's why I totally think
I don't know.
That's that people should go back and do the whole, you know, DIY.
The flyers thing, yeah.
Just flyer it up, man.
Like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I mean, all those dirty fucking hippies will be like, you're wasting paper. I don't give a shit. I'm getting my name out. Fuck you.
Shit, I'll drive right past them in an SUV past them.
I'll pull a Dennis Leary. Yeah. I'll drive it in a 65 Cadillac convertible, getting 1 mile a gallon, throwing fucking hamburger wrappers out the car. Out the fucking car, yeah, throwing flyers at people.
Exactly. If you as a band don't break out of that clique and start inviting randos, nobody's gonna.
No, yeah.
That's true. That's true.
And,
it's just like...
Another thing I think is there are a shit ton of bands. Like, and it seems that if your band doesn't get on a show or play a show, then that band, you guys don't want to come out or anything like that. And there's so many bands that it's like, we saw a show at the ES Jungle, and there was like 9 bands playing, and they all seemed to know each other, but I'd never even heard of anything before, and I would like to think that I'm fairly well
versed
and most of the bands are around.
And stuff, yeah.
And it's just like, and new bands pop up every day.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, some of them need to practice a little more before they start playing shows.
Yeah.
You're only hurting yourself.
Yeah. That is totally true.
Know your shit before you go out on stage, man. If you try to go out there and improv, you're just going to either...
I've seen some bad acts before.
You're going to either make yourself look like a jackass or you get random luck and start playing shit and kids go fucking retarded.
And it sucks, like, because I've seen some bands, like, that have been, like, you can tell have been, like, practicing for, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
That, like, you'd like, man, that could be a good band.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they want to get on shows, like... Quick.
Yeah.
Like, one of the only bands that, like, I, like, know that, like, you know, that, you know, were a band and then started playing, you know, shows all the time is, like, Facts of Life. Like, they were...
That was, like, a random thing with me, like, because I hadn't talked to Jared in God knows how long. And he was just like, hey, I'm in this band, and we have, like, 5 shows coming up.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay. Yeah, they got in, like, real quick.
Then I listened to it, and I was like, Jesus Christ, how long have you been a band? A couple months.
Exactly. Yeah, usually you can't do that. Usually it's not like, you know.
Yeah, their cray is pretty ridiculous on drums, so.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I mean, they're all individually good.
And I feel like I have to say this for Jared. Mitch needs to quit concentrating on playing things perfectly and get some fucking stage movement. Mitch.
Hey, you leave that kid alone.
You leave the boy alone, damn it.
No, we talked about last week, would you rather see a band that is really energetic on stage or a band that sounds really good, but...
Is technically proficient, doesn't show a lot on stage.
Yeah.
I think you just need to have a good balance because anybody can go up there and just do guitar
and flail around. That's true. Yeah.
But, you know, to be at like Beck from Glassjaw is like, you know, back when we were younger, we would just try to go crazy as possible and, you know, we might not have played our stuff as well as it should have been played, but now they're like, you know, we're going to try to present you CD quality because we're not a bunch of trained monkeys just here.
It's true, but I do like seeing bands fucking get shit on
if your
stage,
music calls for it, but I mean like a band like of Arizona, you know.
I don't expect that, but that's what we're talking about. I got to talk about like more like hardcore and pop punk bands.
If a band like of Arizona played their stuff like the Chariot and still sounded just as good as Arizona does, I would stop playing music.
That's true.
I'd be like, I can't fucking do that.
Yeah, I can't. There's no way.
There's no way I can sing and play guitar like that while throwing my guitar around.
I remember seeing Anatomy of a Ghost.
Oh man,
a long time ago at a Warped Tour, and they were the opening band. And their first set, their singer runs up, jumps off the bass drum onto their bassist's shoulders. And they go into the first song, and I'd heard of them before, but you know I wasn't super impressed when I saw that. I just watched their entire set because I was like, "That was amazing!
Like that's insane!"
Yeah. So I mean, sometimes you can win people over like that, but if you do that and you sound like shit, it's one thing.
Like,
if you have a CD and it sounds awesome, then you get a pass. But
I like I like bands with a lot of energy and stuff.
Like I was never really a big fan of Story of the Year, really.
Yeah.
Best live show.
Oh,
but
dude,
live, those dudes are retarded.
Yeah, doing fucking flips off their amps
like,
and shit.
Like,
yeah.
I remember watching something on MTV. It was like that thing.
It was
like
the Pepsi. Pepsi,
it was like the $2 concert. Or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't the $2 bill thing. It was like the thing was on like regular MTV. It was like they were playing like the Hard Rock Hotel.
Yeah. It was some Pepsi tour that they did. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it shows a close up of one of their guitar players. He does a neck first guitar toss.
Yeah.
He wags his finger and shakes his head, and then does a body first guitar toss. He keeps playing the song.
Dude, in that same set, he like fucking like takes off his guitar, throws it at his guitar tech.
Throws the guitar tech.
Yeah, backflip off his head.
Backflip.
Yeah.
Guitar tech throws another guitar, not the same one, different one.
While sounding awesome, though.
Yeah, catches it on his neck and keeps playing.
But yeah, we talked about that last week, and Jared texted me when he's listening to the show, and he's like, thank you for talking about kids needing movement when they play. Tell that to Mitch right now. And then he...
in his defense, they put him front and center.
That's true.
It's just, it's awkward. You know?
If you're not a front man, you're in the front.
I'm sorry, but hey, start ball tapping some people.
Do it from one bass player to another. Do what I do, dude. Just kind of smack kids around.
Yeah, you know.
Or just get a random mic and just...
Are you not entertained?
I totally steal the gladiator thing. When I'm on stage, I feel like I'm Russell Crowe. I can't.
But yeah, so that was my shout out to Mitch to tell him to move. I won't say anything more about it.
He'll get there.
He's a youngster.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get brownie points with Jared right now, so he'll take me on tour with him.
Christ, the kid's still in high school. Give him a break.
I know. I love Mitch. He's got a Space Jam jersey that I'll probably get to steal from him one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
And he's totally got a sweet Camaro that caught fire in the jungle parking lot.
By God. I love all those kids. Except for Chris. I don't like Chris.
Except for Chris. Fuck him.
I'm kidding. I like Chris. But, last question before we move on to the album reviews. I wasn't going to ask the question. You were.
Well, no, I was saying there's a couple like thrown in there, but
okay.
Like go ahead, dick.
Like I just, you were the one who just fucking like interrupted me.
I know, I'm an asshole.
You just hold on, just
don't. Yo, I'm gonna let you finish.
I was just gonna ask, like, real quick, like, do you have any like favorite bands you like to play with around Indy? Like, what are your like favorite like local bands to play with around here?
I actually want to play with Indian City Weather.
Yeah,
good things. I've been talking to their drummer about putting a show together
at his bar.
Yeah.
I want to do some cross promotion with that dude at his bar too.
Yeah,
he brought that up a long time ago. I haven't been able to make any of the shows that he's posted. But yeah, I want to talk to that dude more and maybe do a live podcast out of his bar.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Like them,
do some cross promotion.
Obviously,
like
Back to Life. This Is Me, Same as Sunday, Rumor.
Pretty much every band that I was about to say.
Yeah, I mean, we probably actually played with almost every band that you can think of, honestly. Like, other than like Forevermore or some of the harder bands, but we played with Gamma Pulse.
Gamma Pulse.
Which, you know, we're nothing like them, but you know, they do their thing, like awesome show. So it's like we'll pretty much play with anybody. I think it's just need to have more shows where it's cross like that, because then you can get people who never even come.
Yeah, that's that Gamma Pulse is not my
cup of tea.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
But I mean, there's so many people out there that love, you know, death metal and also love Newfound Glory.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
But it was good because we saw them, we saw Gamma Pulse and they were on the Ghost Inside show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's
Totally different.
Completely different, like, style.
Like, Suffocate played that show, Your Demise, For the Fallen Dreams, and the Ghost Inside.
Yeah,
like, so
that's like
fuck Suffocate. They're awful.
Bands doing like cross promotion like that. Like Your Demise went on tour with like Let Live.
Yeah, Your Demise went on tour with The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah,
that's what.
Yeah, I know. Vomit outside.
Is that window?
But it was weird to see like Gamma Pulse. I mean, it's cool because they're like a local band and stuff.
And
being on that show is like really weird. Yeah, but that's what you got kind of like got to do. You kind of like got to mix it up on shows.
They are making waves, dude. Yeah. Like they've been playing with some of like the bigger name bands that have come through here.
Well,
albeit more in like their vein of music, but like still, like they're.
There's just not enough. No. There's anytime there's a tour that rolls through, it seems like there's never room, or there's only room for like one or two locals.
Yeah.
So like, when 4 Year came to get 4 local bands on that, awesome.
Yeah.
Say,
yeah.
Was supposed to come. We had
yeah.
we had three,
yeah.
three other locals, and then like Taking Back Sunday and Thursday are coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but it's being run by the Murat, so
there's no
hopes for that. But it's like there, you know, more opportunities like that is to expose local bands.
Love Thursday's new album, but I'm not. I don't like the Murat.
Yeah, it's all right.
I guess if there's gonna be some sweet local acts on there, I'll go and see Thursday. But
the sound in there, if there's not a lot of people in there, sounds terrible.
Yeah.
It's just too big. And the Emerson sound is god-awful.
Oh. Their sound
has,
is just...
has been for
you know, we,
past
I hate
10 years.
I hate
I thought
to,
it would be better because there's so many people in there are kind of dead in it, but
yeah.
it was terrible.
I hate to beat a dead horse and say fuck the Emerson every week on this show.
I don't really...
God
I mean,
damn
I,
it.
I don't really like what they did with trying to snag shows from... or shut down other local venues,
no.
but, I mean, it's a place to play. Like, in
it
Lafayette,
is.
In Lafayette, we have absolutely no place to play.
Yeah.
Like, we play in a church basement. We can play in a church basement, like, once a year.
Really?
We had a place to play, a coffee shop, and it got shut down. So it's like, as much as a place sucks, just be thankful you actually have a place to play.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I just, miserable every time I go there with the sound.
Yeah. It doesn't do bands any justice.
No.
Like, man, they sound
that's
like
what,
drum and bass music with
yeah,
a guy
exactly.
getting butt fucked over it.
It just really pisses me off. Like, you know, because, and it's probably because I'm an audio recording student.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was kind of like, you know, trained, like, you know,
live
miking
sound.
Live
sound is a difficult thing to pull off just because there's so many elements going on. But, I mean, you can get a good
You can get a good mix. And I don't know if, like, the dude has, like, no hearing in one of his ears.
I think they actually, at least for 4 Year, they had their own sound guy. But
did they have their own sound guy?
Well, they did not sound any better than, I mean, same as Sunday, who was always tight as shit.
Yeah.
Sounded better than 4 Year, I thought.
Really?
I mean, as far as everything clicking and sounding good. But.
Maybe you're just used to the shitty sound of the Emerson that you just...
It could be.
when it actually sounds good, you're like, that sounds like shit.
the last couple times we played there, we didn't play any local shows. Like, we did, like, only, like, shows that got offered to us. Like, we played, like, the Living Sacrifice reunion tour with Shai Hulud, Lionheart.
Was it Foundation on there?
No. That was the show. That was the terror show at the Dojo. The old Dojo that got shut down.
With
because,
the gun?
What?
Not the gun. The one that went on to like 12:30 in the morning or whatever, I got shut down because all the neighbors were complaining and shit.
Well, I think it was that, and also there was like a like way over capacity.
Well, I'm sure.
Like it was like 150 kids packed into that small ass room.
And that show was supposed to be at the Emerson.
Yeah, it was supposed to be at the Emerson.
And then, seriously, last minute, people were already inside the Emerson. They moved it to the Dojo.
Yeah, we had just put our shit on the Emerson stage.
Why did they do that? Did they ever tell you?
I think Joe Adams talked to Terror.
Mm.
It was like, hey,
you want to play next door?
You want to play here?
Scott
Vogel's playing, and they're saying no stage dives.
He's scared of he has a phobia of not stage diving.
I'm pretty sure if there's no stage dives at a Terror show, I think Scott Vogel loses his mind and break Terror up. Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, he'd be like, I don't know. Like,
no, I actually think he might have set fire to the Emerson. Like,
he probably would.
No.
The fucking banner would have been torn down.
Oh, yeah. He would have walked in and been like, yeah, that's got to go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, Continuance, who was, what were they? Saints Ever Surrender and the singer of Means.
Mm-hmm.
They played with another band at, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon that day at the Dojo. Okay, so that show ends, and literally they just take... our show and just go, okay, we're just going to move you in here.
Right,
so basically,
yeah.
All the people that paid for the Continuance show
just
got to get in free for the Terror show because they already paid once. And then people that already paid for this show or whatever. And also another thing, like they said, like no, there wasn't enough ticket sales or something like that.
Hmm.
But to justify it going on there, I guess.
Oh, with Emerson.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I was like, okay, whatever. I don't care.
That was just miserable.
I would say I've pretty much, I think I've been to and played shows in Emerson that didn't have more than 30 people.
Yeah.
I've played many a show
where there was like, well, when we played with the Chariot,
no.
When they decided, oh yeah, we're going to let you guys play as the doors are opening. I'm like, why?
Oh, awesome.
It's like, oh yeah, the doors are supposed to open. The doors are opening at 3. We were told we're playing at 4. No, 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 you're playing at 3. Okay, yeah, so we played to like 20 people. We played our first song to literally us, the sound guy, and the Chariot.
Yeah.
And then they go, stop. We're going to let some people in first. Is this going to cut down on our time? Yeah. Go fuck yourself. We're going to play as long as we fucking want to.
We're going to let you play as the doors are opening. Like, thanks.
Yeah. And then I felt kind of bad because I spit in the tour manager's face after we got done playing.
Good.
I was like, fuck you, asshole. But then I got to meet Josh Scoggin and told me he was not as one of the favorite vocalists he ever seen. I cried in front of the Emerson like a bitch, but that's another story to its own.
Just see Joe crying like little Alma.
But
what were we even talking about before that?
I don't even know anymore, dude.
Kind of got lost in everything.
Oh, well, I guess
what is favorite?
Sound.
It was bad. It's always bad.
I'm glad the new JoJo, you can moderately hear vocals.
Yeah, that's definitely good. That's definitely good.
Nice. Good.
Yeah, let me think of some stuff here. Yeah, new recording from you guys.
Yeah, we are putting out a split with a band from Texas called Sucker Punch that we met through our friend Ant, who runs the EasyCore blog. You can go there and download
I go to EasyCore.
Yeah, bunch of bands you've probably heard of before, but we were looking to do a split. We tried to do one with some local bands, but nobody was really recording around the same time, so... they said they do it. Hopefully it'll be out here in the next month. But you can hit our Facebook up and listen to one of the tunes, Jim Abbott, which Chad.
Jim Abbott. Chad Lair.
So did you automatically like write that song and think like, okay, I'm going to have Chad on this, or were you just like, this could use.
Yeah. I mean, we've always wanted to do different vocals and none of us can sing, or at least want to.
Right.
So we wanted to, you know, get a little bit of, you know, it's cool to have to listen to a song and you hear, you know, somebody from another band on it, just gives a different kind of feel. So it's like, we've always been fans of Chad singing just because it's so honest and like guttural.
Mm-hmm.
So he played a show in Lafayette and we were like, hey, would you be interested in singing our CD? He's like, sure. He's like, we'd already recorded the music. So we sent it to him and, originally, he was just going to do the outro, but he was like, you know, we all kind of agreed we don't want him to just show up there. So he's just like, well, I'll just put myself in a couple places. And, you know, him and Jeff have a couple killer harmonies. So we were like, awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it definitely would make more sense to have, like, have it, like, thrown in, have him thrown in, like, randomly.
Yeah, because then he gets to
the end. What'd you say earlier? Salt and pepper?
Yeah.
Salt and pepper.
Because you get to the end, you're like, who the fuck is this?
I've noticed bands that'll do that. Like, they'll do this part. They'll do like, you know, the whole song is just a regular band. Then all of a sudden they're like, who's the random at the end? Like,
and I mean,
it makes sense.
Everyone knows what, you know, like, oh, that's Chad. You know?
Yeah. It's like, oh, Chad. Hey.
Yeah. So it's not as abrupt and awkward, but, you know, having somebody else come in and we worked with, Eli from Opponents,
right,
on our last CD, and he helped us out with a bunch of stuff, just organizing stuff and chopping shit down. So to have somebody, I mean, the music was all done and the main vocals were done before Chad came in, but he was like, oh, I'll do this here and do that there. And it was just like, oh, we never even thought about that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And finally got the bridge recording. We all just sat there while he was down in the basement and we were just like, you know,
just like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Dude's a monster.
Yeah, dude.
On the toilet as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm my winning.
I'm sorry, I'm sprinkling Charlie Sheen.
Killing my soul.
We are slowly but surely turning into a morning radio show.
Yeah.
We're just going to have
18, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Shut up. That's about all the bullshit, I guess we can... all the bullshit we have. Now, I guess we should probably kick it into the album reviews, the first ever Under the Circle album review.
Yeah.
And, section.
Yeah. If you guys have anything to throw in, like album ideas, like whether it be local, national, what have you, please.
Seriously.
Help us. Yeah. I can't do this shit on my own. Yeah.
Still ask questions.
Was it you that sent us on Twitter the album review?
Yeah.
Who was it? The albums we're going to review today.
You should just pick one local band and one national band. And fuck it, if people send any questions, just do one.
Yeah, that's...
Because you might, you know, people might be like, oh, hey, check these, you know, these guys.
Yeah.
I've had a couple. I've had one of the dudes, somebody said...
Indian City Weather.
Or Joe, the guitar player of Indian City Weather, was like, hey, do a review on my band. But, you know, it's like, all right, I sold you a guitar like 2 months ago, or I think it was longer than that. But, yeah, I sold you some gear, so I'll do a review on you guys once I get you guys a CD. Somebody also mentioned, what's the Room Colored Charleston, that do their review on their stuff. And I meant to get a copy of their record Friday when I played with them, but I was too busy running from the cops because the show got shut down.
Right on. Right on. I was busy breaking my foot.
I was like, you were busy breaking your foot. I was busy playing above a bar in Claremont, and then someone getting mouthy with the bar owner, and
shutting the show down.
Luckily, I only lived 5 minutes from the venue. So.
But this week for our first album review, we're gonna Joe's gonna review Fireworks' new album. What's the new album called?
Gospel.
And I'm gonna review Title Fight's new album Shed.
Yeah.
And everybody in here is gonna give their, you know, little opinions on it. Joe, so you want to start off
with
Fireworks?
Sure, yeah. I only really had one real chance to listen to the record, but from what I heard of it last night when I listened to it, it's really fucking good. I love the dude's voice. Like, it's just incredible. Like, it sounds nothing like anything I've really heard in a pop-punk band. There were a couple of tracks on there. I was just kind of like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? Like Brett mentioned earlier, like the song about him getting his teeth pulled.
I mean, there's deeper meanings to it, but it's like, first listen, you're like...
At first listen, it's just like, it just sounds like he's talking about waiting in line at the dentist or whatever.
And the pace he takes with it, it seriously sounds like he's just like, I'm at the dentist, I'm gonna sing about it.
So, do you, is it the vocals that really does it for you?
The vocals do it for me, the arrangement really does it for me, too.
They really stepped up musically.
Oh, yeah.
They really don't even sound like a pop punk band anymore.
It really doesn't.
I mean, it's upbeat, and there's two or three songs that are just like full throttle. But as far as from All I Have to Offer, it's definitely progressed.
Oh, and I completely agree. Like,
I will say I am not a big Fireworks fan. But I will say that that Gospel is musically the best record they've released. I can say that.
Totally agree with that.
But saying that, I'm saying, like, I'm not a huge Fireworks fan, so kind of like...
You're going in, kind of.
I was kind of...
You're going in kind of biased against them.
I was going in like, you know, I'm not a big Fireworks fan, but...
Right.
I absolutely love it when bands that I don't like surprise me with good albums.
Yeah.
So, but with this one, like, I feel like they did a lot of good work on this album, but it just, Fireworks doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
If I judged it purely on a musical standpoint, then I would probably give it like 6 or 7.
6 or 7.
But me not being a Fireworks fan myself, probably like 4 or 5 out of 10.
As of right now,
musically it's way better than their other stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna go more like, I'd probably say around like 8.5 just off the first listen. It'll probably go up definitely after listening to it more, like giving more of a chance to actually like take it in.
Yeah.
But on first listen, I thought it was an awesome record.
Yeah.
Totally suggest picking it up. Jesse, what do you think about it?
Still have to listen to it.
Oh, you haven't heard that one. All right, you've heard the Title Fight one. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Which brings me to Title Fight and their new album, Shed. Awesome. Oh. Completely other end of the spectrum, because I love Title Fight. I love their first record. Yeah, I love, you know, ever since the Kingston EP, you know, like...
Right.
like, love Title Fight, and, you know, I was, you know, when the record, you know, came out, I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome, you know, and then I listened to it, and it's every bit as good as I thought it was going to be,
well,
you know, that,
it was gonna be, yeah.
Like, one thing I really love about Title Fight is that they are straight to the point. Like,
if they aren't going to pull any punches.
Their songs, and you know, as a coming together, their songs, like, you know, it's like 2 minutes long, you know, like, they
on
have
average.
Like 1-3, and on average, like,
yeah.
The song's like 2 minutes
long.
The
song doesn't need to be more than 3 minutes long.
Right. I mean, like, so, like, that's one thing I was like, ah, oh, fucking rules. Like, you know, there's so many, like, minute, 30-second song, 2 minute songs. There's like one song that's like 3 minutes and 6 seconds. It's like, but, like, that's what they're like. Straight to the point, get to it, fast, catchy. I thought it's an absolutely perfect album. If you, you know, and this, like, and they're sort of on that, they're like that new breed of pop punk now.
Yeah.
There's like a new breed, kind of, it's like Title Fight and some other, like Balance and Composure and Tiger's Jaw. They're like, you don't know if you consider them pop punk, but they're like a new breed of pop.
Make Doing Men.
So like, and I think Title Fight does it.
Yeah,
absolutely perfect.
It's
yeah.
they're skewing away from like the old school like cheesy pop punk Blink 182, MXPX type stuff, and now they're going for more. More of just more of an organic raw
it's perfect.
Seems to be all, everything's going back to like early 90s, like, dare I say, emo.
Texas is the reason.
You always see that term getting thrown in.
I mean, it's a stupid tag, but I mean, that's what I would consider Title Fight.
Like, I would give that album a 9, easy.
Definitely.
Definitely give it a 9.
Like, I'd probably give it, compared to the previous album, I mean, I don't think they really progressed that much. They just kind of refined.
Shut that dog up out there.
What they refined, what they did.
Yeah.
So, I'd probably give it like an 8.
Yeah. See, I like when bands find something good and they stick to it. Other than trying to, like...
Yeah, and, like, I don't want, you know, people to pull Thrice and go from...
I love Thrice,
I do
but,
too.
Like...
Yeah, the one band
like,
that's done it.
They've been good at
yeah,
it, but, like...
Yeah. Like, Brand New?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Dejan
Tandu
was good.
Dejan
Tandu, Devil and God was... I like Devil and God.
Yeah.
Daisy,
like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, yeah, that's not the Brand New that I...
Am I the only one that liked Daisy?
I think you may be, yeah.
You give me your favorite weapon and...
I mean, it's my least favorite brand new, but it's not awful.
I don't like your favorite weapon.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. First person in a pop punk band that does not like your favorite weapon.
I like your favorite weapon.
It has a couple good songs, but I mean, Dejan Tandu, like,
perfect. Dejan Tandu is, it's comparing apples and chainsaws.
Yeah.
But like, oh dude, I seeing them in a very young Senses Fail play at Rehearsal Studios.
Oh yeah, I was at that show.
You are?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I had like long hair and was extra fat back then. That was gross.
It's back when you were young.
Yeah.
Back when I was young.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Doing a decrepit old man.
Doing your Claudio Sanchez.
Oh dude, it was bad. Oh god. If Claudio Sanchez was Irish and didn't have snake bites, that's me.
Did you have a perm?
No, my hair's just naturally like that.
Oh,
like, it's just dude, it's bad.
You grow it back out then.
Hell no. That was 2.5 years ago. Holy hell.
Kind of what I really loved about the new Title Fight was that what they did good the first time they released a record, they're still doing really good.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You don't want to change
yeah.
what you're doing, but you don't want to end up being like Rage Against the Machine. Where
that,
you
know, no, that's definitely true. That's definitely true.
You could just take a song off one and put it on the other one.
Yeah, that's
what
true.
What was the first song they released for that album? Was it like
27?
Yeah. And people were like, I don't know what to do, this is different.
Yeah.
It's not really at all, though. No, I didn't, like...
It was just, like, it's, like, a little slower.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Overall, the album's slower, but, I mean, I like this one better than the first one.
Yeah, like...
I don't know that I, like I said earlier, I don't know that I like it better. Love it.
Right.
I mean, I'm not gonna argue over, like, I wouldn't argue about it, because they're both great for me.
Yeah.
Kind of I'm kind of hip to the first album.
Yeah.
I do love Shed a lot.
Yeah, the little bit I heard earlier, I can definitely tell, they really haven't, they haven't progressed, but it's still good. And
yeah.
I can definitely see the slower element. I was telling you how it gave, kind of that, early Hot Water Music feel in one of the songs.
Yeah.
I definitely dug that.
Yeah. I like it a lot. And, next week, that does it for the album reviews. That was quick.
Yeah, we like to keep it simple. We'll prepare more.
Yeah,
we'll prepare more for next week.
Next week, Jesse's going to review the new Moving Mountains record.
It's good.
It's good. Moving on.
You'll have to tune in next week. He already told you.
And we'll probably do Indian City Weather.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be meeting up with those dudes sometime this week so I can get a copy of this.
One of us will do Indian City Weather. And if somebody wants to, if you people just would send us in suggestions and
feedback of any type,
would be greatly appreciated.
I'm pretty sure the only one that's asked us questions the entire time is sitting right next to me.
Brett, yeah.
Not to sound desperate.
But help me.
Yari Nation asked us one question.
Yari asked us one question, and then
Brett's asked us 100.
People are listening though.
People are definitely listening.
They don't want to ask. Do your thing.
Stop being lazy fucks.
Yeah.
Obviously you're doing everything exactly perfect. Otherwise,
I wouldn't change
a thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But we still want to. We know people have questions and concerns and stuff, and people want to ask Joe things and stuff because he's old, but old and wise.
I'm the old senile fuck on the show.
We need people to be doing that.
Ask him about the war.
Ask him about the war. Yeah.
Or as my drummer asked me, hey, how did it feel when they cured polio? Shit like that.
It's a great fucking day.
It was a great fucking party.
Yeah, it was. It ruled. I raged so hard.
If you guys want to hear a local, CD reviewed, give us the motivation to listen to new local music.
Definitely.
That's one thing, because like we were talking about earlier is Facebook sometimes just isn't enough to get names from new bands and stuff.
Totally.
So if you guys are around and you guys hear a new band or something and they have an album out or something, tell us about it. Tell us about the band. Get us motivated to want to find new music around the scene and stuff.
Have local stuff to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. We will do national reviews and stuff, but we also want to do locals. That's what we're about here. We're local.
That's kind of how we started this thing.
This is a local podcast, and we want to have local exposure on here all the time. Give us some local records to listen to, and we'll keep this train rolling with the reviews and stuff.
Definitely. Also, if you wanna talk to us, I know this weekend I'll actually be at a couple of shows that have been going that are coming up this weekend. I'll be at the Hoosier Dome Friday night for the EIY Spring into Action tour. Bands on there, Don't Call It a Comeback, Forevermore. It's all happening in the day after. I'll be there hanging out. You can't really be that hard to find me. I'll be the fat fucker walking around in the Boston Red Sox hat. Just come find me and talk to me.
And if everything's okay with my foot, I might actually join Joe.
Also, there's another show May 21st. It's going to be on the east side. It's a house show. Let me pull it up here. It's Still is playing it. Kalum, Pessoa of Arizona, Burnout Bright. And there's a couple other bands. I'll probably be posting a link to all the shows that are going on this weekend. I'll put it on our page. Yep. I'll put it on my personal page. Just come up and talk to me. I'm probably the most approachable motherfucker on the planet. I'm not going to be an elitist dick and be like, fuck you, your band sucks, man. I mean, if you piss me off, I'll totally tell you your band sucks. But no.
Joe, your band sucks.
I mean, their bass player's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's cut.
Don't get too excited for that show on the 21st, because that's when the world's supposed to end.
The crazy guy. I'll just be sitting there with a bottle of Old Crow sitting in the driveway like, bring it!
Yeah.
Bring it on, Jesus!
Yeah. And I know May 23rd, you guys have a show with Facts of Life.
24th. 24th?
Monday the 23rd. Monday the 23rd, we're playing with Xerxes. And the next day is the Thieves.
Yeah, Thieves, Facts of Life with Honors.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
So go check Brett and With Honors out there and Facts of Life and all those douchebags.
You guys are doing the house show with Facts of Life on the 31st.
Yeah.
We pretty much play every show together because we borrow each other's gear.
I mean, I borrow gear from anyone I can because I'm cheap and dumb.
DIY, man. That's how it's done.
I need a bass head. Cause
if you don't know, check out the dojo's website, DIY Dojo. They have their calendar up there. You can check out all their dates.
Plus shows
Same
and stuff.
Thing with Pyradical.
Yeah. Pyradical's got all the hoops.
Hey, Emerson has their schedule up and stuff.
Sometimes it's updated.
Yeah, sometimes it's updated.
But yeah, there's a lot of good shows coming this summer.
Yeah, and there is going to, not local, but there on Wednesday. I believe it's Wednesday in Louisville, Kentucky, and you can get on my Facebook, my personal Facebook, and it's Daylight, Late Ones, they're a local Louisville act, and shit, I forget what it's Daylight, Late Ones. Well, fuck my asshole.
we'll edit this out.
Yeah. And it's in Louisville. It should be on Facts of Life's page too.
Yeah. Which they'll be on next week.
And
Jared will be sunburnt to death from Crazy
Fest. It's Mother Mercy.
Mother Mercy. Ooh,
yeah,
Mother Mercy's on that.
Yeah, Mother. Ooh. It's Mother Mercy. Stick Together. Daylight. Not Her Mistake and Late Ones.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mother Mercy.
And that is in Louisville at 714 East Chestnut Street. And I've been there before, and it's a $5 show. I mean, because it's in a living room.
Yeah.
Mother Mercy playing in a living room? Dude, that house is going to get burnt down.
So, yeah, it's going to be good. And, yeah, so some shows coming up for you. If you guys get a chance, go out and see With Honors and
definitely check these dudes out.
Shake
Brett's hand. Do you guys only do the iTunes thing for your first EP, right? Or do you actually have like hard copies?
No,
copies. Just all digital shit.
Okay. Yeah.
CDs are dead technology.
That is true. I don't know why we're wasting time trying to print records. No one's going to fucking buy it.
You guys need to just send out flash drives.
Probably
cheaper.
I mean, as a local band, we're pretty much just like, take our music. I mean, you can type it in, Mediafire, steal it.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Fuck it.
Just listen to it.
It's more or less just like as long as word gets out kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
You heard it from him. It's okay to steal it.
Please steal it.
Yeah, go, you know, just type it on Google. Type in, you know, With Honors, Mediafire. I forget what's your EP called.
Great Place to Start.
A great place to start.
You go to EasyCore blog.
EasyCore, yeah,
it's on there.
And if you stage dive at their shows, they'll give you a free T-shirt.
Oh yeah,
I actually witnessed it. I was gonna do it, but I was like, there's like 15 girls next to me, and I don't want to be in a lawsuit. So I'll be that guy and actually buy the shirt.
Yeah, guess it's time to close up this show.
All right, next
big week.
Thanks to Brett. Thanks for coming out, man. Definitely.
Hope you had a good time. Man,
I saw your foot.
Spitballing. Yeah, gnarly. My foot. Yeah,
foot was gnarly. Foot was super gnarly.
I refused to tape it back up before you got here. Wanted to see if you puke or not. Joe got here. Joe almost puked when he got here.
Yeah, I almost did, dude. That just looks disgusting. If you don't go to the doctor, I'm very upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just get a new one.
Joe, close it. Yeah, get a new foot.
Yeah, thanks again for listening, guys. And next week we're gonna have
Facts of Life
on here.
Yeah.
Jared, like I said, is gonna be completely sunburned to death from being at Crazy Fest.
Going crazy,
asshole.
Fest. Yeah. Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so, yeah.
Make sure you put Mitch in the center of the room.
We're just gonna make Mitch sit in the floor.
Yep.
And when he asks, he's got to like look up and be like, "Oh yeah, so."
No, we're gonna make him practice fucking bass swings and stuff.
We're gonna make him get here early, and before he gets here, he's just gonna be like, "All right, dude, you're gonna have to practice posse jumps, bass tosses."
What's really gonna happen is he's gonna come in here, sit down, smoke like 8 cigarettes, and then. though. But yeah, we're going to have them on next week. Should be a fun time.
But all right, guys, thanks again for listening. For Under the Circle, I'm Joe Harris.
Justin Staler.
Jesse Goforth.
Have a good week, guys.
Drink Arizona iced tea. Drink it good.
Slipknot sucks.